that would depress me. Mm-hmm. And quite natural, if a person a little bit weak, why it's going to hit them hard, it's going to hit mm-hmm. you right here. Mm-hmm. But so far, while she can do anything anybody else can do, and she seemed to be pretty normal. But every now and then, of course, you would notice it, mm-hmm. where I would notice it. Mm-hmm. I can tell when she, you know, is quite nervous. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But don't never try to hurt nobody. Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Nobody.
No.
I'll keep on meeting.
She's sweet with it. She really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a nice girl.
I know a woman like that, and it just seems that the world's a little bit too hard for her.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. There's one doctor down there. He was, you know what I'm trying to say. You can't understand what he says real plain. What you call him?
Is he a psychiatrist?
Yeah, but he talks real fast. But you just have to make out his words if you're pretty good yourself in guessing what he's saying.
Mm-hmm. You got a clue every now and then.
Right. But he said that the main thing was kind treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a person like that. Mm-hmm. And he said not one time, but just daily. Mm-hmm. Kind treatment.
Don't let her feel lonely.
Not lonely at all. Said, and whatever they desire to do, if it was stay at home, let them do that. If it was go abroad, well, don't aggravate them. Mm-hmm. Said, just let them be comfortable with anything they, you know. Mm-hmm. Said, they wouldn't do nothing to hurt themselves unless you kept pushing them. Mm-hmm. So I pretty well know. Mm-hmm. Now, people that I feel like is that nervous, why, if you handle them just like you might say handle them with something soft, well, you can make it with them. But if you're going to take the idea of making them, that's where you're going to take
them.
Because they can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, who I knew, sir, this is out,
that I will live to see the child grown and able enough to take care of a mother. Because mm-hmm. now seem like they closer to one another than you think. For seem like that child feels the pressure that her mother is, you know, and she wants to be close to
the child tries to help. She's not depressed, too. Oh, that's good.
She's about the smartest kid you ever see at her age. She's this is her second year in school. Mm-hmm. She is smart.
Mm-hmm.
But now she come home and her mother ain't there. But she don't want no quick push yet.
Yeah, no odds. No Lima. No Lima. The odds is very well.
Yes, and you're afraid to throw.
Well, I know you're glad to know that your daughter is going to have somebody to look after her in later years.
That's what I always said. If a person knows, at least if we know that we got somebody that we can depend on, why, it makes it happy, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And you take her nowhere, she just got people coming in to see her. Mm-hmm. When I did a different life to her, she had some kids.
But God, nobody but
even my grandchild could come in and stay the weekend. Well, how much happier she would be to know, well, that is mine. Not as she feel happy. But now, I've been living as long as I have. And not over 3 or 4 days running along the years that I don't come in.
Come in.
If I ain't got 5 minutes. And they were 6 years there on the street. I worked at Lunders for about 7 years. And 6 years I carried her clothes regular, a lot of them that I carried mine. Mm-hmm.